direction didn't always point true north, but you had a way of keeping me on course. Your faith in me is what I'm thankful for. Even when we're not together, I can hear your voice as clear as ever, telling me it's now or never. If you didn't believe in me, I wouldn't be here now. If you didn't believe in me, my dreams would still be down. Without your love to lift me up, I'd be a diamond in the rough. If you didn't believe. When others said the road is so long, this ain't the place where you belong. You stood by me and helped me to hold on. Now I finally found the key that opens up my destiny.
Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, you are tuning in to my radio show titled Empowering for All. Tonight, I am pleased to announce my guest is the wonderful, lovely-spirited, highly recognized, highly sought-after, favorable woman, Tammy Bronner, the Lady of the Harlem Globetrotters. Tammy is the 10th female ever to play for this famous team. She is already available and ready to speak with me and interview. And if you all have any questions tonight, I will be taking a few questions, allowing you to ask them to Tammy while we're on the air. Call in at 323-580-5749. You were listening at the start of my show, Krista Earle, her song, If You Didn't Believe, one for the submission of all the songs that came in for intro songs to be played on my show for a season. Congratulations to her, a beautiful song. I'm not going to keep my guest holding long. I'm going to play one of her favorite songs, and when we return, I will be bringing her on live, and we're going to start the interview. The song is Alicia Keys featuring Nicki Minaj, Girl on Fire. We'll be back in a moment.
Spirit of Marilyn calling me audibly, bawling. She said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her, underneath my comforter. And she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her, took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her. Yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her. I ain't trying to be that, haters wanna see that, but I got him aggy, cause I win the gold like Gabby.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Oh,
Praise God. And welcome. Pleased to welcome and have on the show Miss Tammy Brawner. She is the famous lady of the Harlem Globetrotters. Shout out and thanks to all my continual listeners, supporters tonight, and new listeners. If you would like to talk with Tammy and ask her a question, you can call in live. I will be accepting questions tonight. 323-580-5749. I don't want to keep my guest holding any longer, so without further ado, I'm going to bring on live and begin interviewing Miss Tammy Brawner. Tammy, welcome and praise God for you tonight here on Yolanda McTears Radio Show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on as a guest.
Thank you so much, Tammy, once again, for accepting my invitation. And I know your schedule is so tight that you would allow me to take a few minutes of your time and speak with me and my audience tonight. Praise God for you.
Of course.
And as a matter of fact, audience, Tammy was so dedicated for honoring this commitment. She actually had a game today. How did that go, Tammy?
It went wonderful. We played out in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's very cold out here. I'm from California, so I'm not used to this weather yet. But other than that, the game went really good.
Oh, wonderful. So you feel comfortable right now out in that cold weather being nestled inside and talking with me. So that's a good thing. Well, Tammy, what I'm going to do to start the interview, if it's okay with you, what I want to give the audience is an overall bio of how you began your journey all the way up to becoming a Harlem Globetrotter player. Can I do that?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Audience, Tammy grew up in Oakland, California. She graduated from Skyline High School. It was here Tammy spent 4 years playing as a varsity basketball player. In her senior year, she received outstanding accolades, league honors, and MVP of the team. She led in points, steals, and assists. Tammy was so phenomenal in playing ball that her coach, who coached her, who had been a coach for 25 years coaching men and women varsity, said that Tammy had the ability above many and none other that she's seen to handle the ball and maneuver anywhere on the court. She was the best she had ever seen. Now, Tammy, I'm going to stop and let you shed some insight. How did it feel as a young woman playing basketball and receiving such a great, you know, feedback and acknowledgement and knowing you already on fire?
It meant a lot, especially growing up where I grew up. I grew up in Oakland, California, and it's rough out there. For the most part, it's either the streets or sports. So when you have someone constantly encouraging you and telling you how good you are and what you do, it really gave you some hope, some motivation to see past your situation.
Wonderful. Praise God. And I'm sure, did you find at any time as you were pursuing and knowing that this was your passion and something that you wanted to take even higher that you've acquired today, being the lady of the Harlem Globetrotters, did you find a lot of people trying to detour you? Because I know when we're young and we're at that age in high school, a lot of times our peers will try and take us another route.
Right, of course, of course. I had so many people telling me that I wouldn't make it. Not because I wasn't good enough, but because they just said, you're a young girl from Oakland. This isn't what we do. This isn't what we're about. I mean, there's drugs. There's everything you name it to get into in Oakland, you know. So people were always telling me, you know, you just forget it. Just be normal. Be average. You know, just do what everybody else is doing. And it's so easy to almost slip into that when you grow up around it. I'm actually writing a book on that. It's called Breaking Out. And it's really talking about me making it out of Oakland.
Praise God. Wonderful. Congratulate you on that and welcome you to the world of authors. Myself, as an evangelist, I have a book out. It's been published now going on 3 years, titled The Tragic Times of a Woman. So I congratulate you and wish you much success on writing because it is a dedication. It's very time-consuming. So
So I know that's going to be a great book, and I'm going to purchase it as well. So keep me posted when it comes out.
I will do so. And I'm going to purchase yours as well.
Praise God. Thank you so much for the support. Now, after you left high school, you graduated, Tammy, you walked away, actually. You had a season where you walked away from playing basketball. You attended Cal State Northridge, and it was here you started pursuing modeling and acting. But doing your modeling and acting, you had found that fire still lied in you, that passion still was embedded in you, that flame was still lit for playing basketball while you were on break. And you also were in the midst of having that passion still burning inside of you. You saw something else that was great within you. You became an advocate for education. You graduated Cal State Northridge with a BA in criminal justice. But then acquiring your degree, you said, you know what, I need to put this flame back on the court. And at that time, you saw and you heard all your haters and your doubters and even people trying to influence you in the negative way, telling you you had been away from the game too long, how you're going to go back. There's no way if you do go back, Tammy, you can get to the high levels of playing, such as the NCAA Divisions 1 and 2. But you being the person that you are, not letting haters detour you, you pursued that. And you said, you know what? I'm going to prove you all wrong. So you began coaching basketball. You saw this as an entry that would let you get back into the game of ball. So when you did this, Tammy, you began coaching varsity at your high school, which was Skyline High, which where you had attended. And doing so by coaching, it allowed you to connect and meet great people. And you use strategically your connections and wisdom that God is giving you to get into college basketball. So you had coached for a season, and then you said, you know what, coaching is still not my flame. It's not my passion. It's not my heart's desire. I want to play ball again. So by doing that, you coached for that season, and you got into college basketball, and you start playing at the Dominican University of California. Because they invited you out, actually. It was God's way of opening that door for you, because they invited you out for a gym tryout. And the head coach, Brianna Chambers, saw you and saw the greatness and your ability to handle the ball. And without any hesitation, she says, I want Tammy to be the point guard on my team. And having played ball myself for a short period while in high school, I know how that feels. Because if they see you and they want you, it's yours. It's just up to you if you're going to suit up and come out on the court and play. So I'm going to stop there and let you reiterate to the audience, Tammy, going through that season when you didn't play and you were modeling and acting and you had your flames still buried within you to play ball and your haters were – I titled them haters because a lot of times people will come because they can already see the greatness that's in you, but they don't want you to get to the greatness that God has ordained for you. So if they come to discourage you and not encourage you, they think that it will get in your mind and allow you to put it aside. But you beat that odd. You said, no, this is what I want, this is what I'm desiring, and I'm going to go forward. So when you did that and you accomplished that, how did you as a woman, because I know a lot of times as a woman sometimes going out and being on a team such as the Harlem Globetrotters, that is a dream most people will never see. You beat the odds, and I'm sure you beat out many women, and we'll get to that in a moment. How did you feel at that point in your life? Did you feel now Tammy knows without a shadow of a doubt Tammy can do what Tammy wants to do?
And that's how I felt. But more importantly, at that moment, I really began to realize that when the Bible says all things work together for the greater of those who love the Lord, it brought it home for me. Because at that moment, I was able to look back on everything, and I understood why everything had happened. And at the moment, it didn't make any sense. You know, life is funny because it must be lived forward, but it can only be understood backwards. But it brought me back to the moment, even when I quit at Northridge, when I walked away from the game of basketball, I really wasn't ready, looking back now, from a maturity standpoint, for what God had for me. So he said, I got to take you through some things, and I gotta let you see so that when you get to where I want you to be, you'll be ready. And
yes.
That's what I understood at that moment. I understood every piece came together, and it was all the praises to him because it wasn't about me, and it's still not about me. You know, I still have a job to do. I'm God's vessel. And that's really what all of this has done for me. It's made me a testimony to God.
Yes, praise God. Now, I'm going to kind of get a little bit off of basketball, and we're going to go back, you know, with me being an evangelist. I'm going to navigate and grab on that. I'm going to grab on
that's cool.
I'm going to grab on the Word of God. It is my foundation. It's me. So, I that was one of the things that drew me to inviting you on my show as a guest, your love for God. Do you find, and I know in your career, a lot of times you are surrounded by a lot of secular involved people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find
right.
that when they speak to you and they know that God is your foundation and you keep him first, that they're intimidated or they look puzzled?
I find it all. I've seen people that, mm-hmm. that are intimidated by it. I've seen people that by the same token have been intrigued by it. That said, you know, wait a minute, something's going on. I got to know this God that you're serving because I see too much. I see what's going on here, and I need to be a part of that. So you get some of everything, and I understand what my job really is. You know, my job is to be a testament of the Lord. So when
Amen.
I see it, I do my best to spread the word in every way that I can.
Praise God. Praise God. And God honors that because, you know, God sits back and watches us and says, and he knows which vessel, after he's tested us, who will move forward and still honor him and praise him even after he's blessed us. Because that's important.
Right.
A lot of times
right.
God doesn't give everyone the same blessings because God made us. He knows our heart. God knows a lot of times if I bless you, you're not going to testify and tell people how good I am. You're going to let the fame
right.
and glory and the notification of your title go to your head. That's
exactly.
a very important thing. So God is honoring you as a vessel, continuously pouring and even bringing people, I'm sure, closer to his kingdom. God loves that. And we just wish you much more outreach and pulling of souls to his kingdom. It's very important in such a trying time as now. Because
right.
serving God and standing for God in such a time as now is, and I say this all the time, it's not a challenge, it's a war. And
uh-huh.
what I mean by
uh-huh.
war is a lot of times if you are around someone or in the presence of people who don't know God or who have a hatred or bitterness or anger will look at you or begin to treat you in a negative manner. And because God lives in you, you begin to continually even uplift yourself in a more poised, graceful, and peaceful way. And it shocks them because you know and they know they've done you wrong or spoke negatively about you, but you're like, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the
right.
world.
Exactly.
We praise God for your continual fellowship and love and standing on his word. It's a beautiful
right.
thing. I love that. So now I'm going to jump back on the game of basketball, viewers. I haven't left
uh-huh.
Tammy on the interview. So I know my buddy is saying, come on, evangelist. We want to hear more about ball. And I'm going to honor that audience, I promise. So jumping back where I left off, Tammy, you were seen by the head coach of Dominican University of California, Brianna Chambers. She says she wanted you as the point guard. You accepted. You played
mm-hmm.
at this private university because Dominican University of California is a private university. You played under Coach Chambers for 2 years, and you finished out your NCAA eligibility. You
mm-hmm.
finish as an all-conference player and most outstanding player of the team. Phenomenal accolade.
Mm-hmm.
I love that accomplishment. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
You also obtained your MBA. degree in global
yes.
business management. Oh, girl, I love
yes.
it. So not only
thank
are you,
you.
Yes, sports oriented, have a love for it. You have a sense of knowledgement to know education is key, and you manage to do that. And I know a lot of times being a sports player, your commitment to the game is so high, being committed
mm-hmm.
to your studies is challenging as well.
So mm-hmm. did you find at any given time that it became so overwhelming to you that you wanted to give up?
Of course, of course. It was so difficult being in an MBA program and playing mm-hmm. basketball at the same time. One of the most challenging things that I've ever done. But I kept my fuel going. As you know, as you mentioned, I was coaching basketball at the same time at the high school level. And I had a lot of those young girls that were looking up to me. I had girls who never dreamed of going to college. I had one girl. Her mother was on drugs. She had no father around. She was raising her brothers and sisters. And she came up to me one day after practice, and she said, "Coach Tammy," she said, "I want to be like you, and I want to get my master's degree." And I hadn't completed my master's degree at that moment, but when she said that, I said, "There's no way that I can't finish." That was my fuel. Those nights when I was tired, and I'm like, "I'm tired. I need to go to bed," I would think of that, and that would cut my switch on and keep going, keep pressing, because somebody's watching you, and somebody is looking at what you do, and you're going to be their inspiration. So I kept pushing.
Praise God. And I know even in the midst of you pressing, there were still some times that you said, "My God, Lord, it's only you that's going to carry me." Because people don't realize, they see the exterior, but a lot of times they don't know the interior of how you are really feeling. Because you're portraying, you know, you're happy, you're smiling, you're doing what you need to do. But there's some mornings, and I'm sure you can agree with me because I do that as well. Being an evangelist, I work a full-time job, which requires me to work about 70 hours a week. I'm doing this show. So a lot of times you say, "Lord, it's only you that's going to carry me through all this."
Yep, exactly.
So I know in that season, and then anytime you're acquiring a degree, there's studying that needs to be done, commitment papers, and all that's very time-consuming when you're looking at, we might be going to the championship, I need to play the game, and all of this happening on the same day. And you're saying, "Lord, only you can give me some strength to make this happen." And I'm sure you said that many a night. But by you saying that, God's grace is sufficient. He honored that request and kept you and carried you. And look at the great accomplishment. You did acquire your degree in global business management. You played ball, and you went forward. Now, stopping there, after you played at Dominican University and acquired your MBA, share with us, how did you come to connect on the Harlem Globetrotters?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. When I first graduated with my master's degree, I was actually confused as to what direction I wanted to go. Many people don't know that. I actually didn't know if I still wanted to play, because at this point I had my master's degree. I had coaching offers. I had a JUCO in California offer me a position to be the coach there. I just had a lot of opportunities on the table, and it was really about making the right choice. So I prayed on it. I prayed on it so many nights because I just wasn't sure. I had people in L.A. saying, you know, get back into acting and modeling, and I'm just, my hand was over my head so many nights, like, "Lord, what do I do? I don't know which way to go." And your decision will dictate the rest of your life. You know, that's what I was thinking of myself. So I had to be very, very careful, and I just kept praying on it. I picked up an agent after I graduated, a basketball agent, and they had some overseas offers for me. I really didn't want to leave the country and go play somewhere for 9 months. And then they called me, and they said, "The Harlem Globetrotters want to bring you for a workout." I said, "What? The Harlem Globetrotters?" Mm-hmm. I said, "They have women on the team?" And then that's when I was going to do my own research, and I came to find that the first woman actually played in 1985, Lynette Woodard. So I said, "Wow." Mm-hmm. I said, "That is incredible." You know, I said, "Okay." So they brought me in for a workout, and the workout was typical protocol of any workout or tryout for a team. You know, scrimmage, shooting, ball handling. The only difference was this time it was all men there, and I was playing with a men's basketball. So the men's basketball was a little out of my element, but I grew up playing in the parks and the YMCA against all guys, so that wasn't too much out of my comfort zone. And I did very well, and they loved me, and they gave me the call and said, "We want to offer you a position."
Praise God. Now, I'm going to ask you this, and please don't laugh at me for asking, because, you know, when you said that, I said, "Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because I'm definitely going to ask her this."
coming on a team such as the famous Harlem Globetrotters and being that exceptional single only woman on the team with all these guys, your first game as you walked out onto the court, what was running through your mind, Tammy? How did you feel at that glorious moment in your life? Here you are now, Lynette Woodard, praise God for her, opened the door. She started it in 1985 for a woman to be on the team by accepting their offer. And now in this season, you're the 10th female, and you're that player. How did you feel?
My first game for the Harlem Globetrotters, it was so many emotions going through my mind. I remember at one point actually thinking right before I ran out the tunnel, I said, what have I got myself into? You know, you look out there, the stands are packed, and you're like, oh, my gosh. But then there was a feeling like you tell yourself, like, I've done this my whole life. I've played in front of people. I've dealt with pressure my whole life. This is what I do. This is who I am, you know. And it was really a moment where I really said to myself, look how far I've come.
Praise God.
And it was surreal. Yes. It was surreal.
Now, where was the first game actually held that you came out as, the, you know, the new lady of the team? What city and arena did you play in, Tammy?
Yeah, interesting. My first game was actually on a military tour outside of the country. We played it was in the Middle East. My first game we played for our military troops, their family and everybody. It was an amazing, amazing experience, one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had in my life. I mean, I had the opportunity to play on a military aircraft ship, and you just don't play on a ship every day. You know, I mean,
no,
incredible
you don't.
Experience. Right. Right. So that's where I played my first game at, and I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it.
Oh, my goodness. Like you said, that is a lifetime dream or accomplishment that many will never see. Now, I'm going to ask once again, how was it on the military ship? Because, you know, I've heard these things are huge, and there's things, you know, on there that you never even dream of that are available. Because
right.
a lot of times we're in that box when we say military. We as humans, not having, you know, been in the military or not affiliated with people in the military, we really don't know. So we're thinking they just go over there, sit outside all day, you know, and fight. Or they go back in their you know, their huts at night and go to sleep. So how did you feel and what did you see on the ship when you played the game of ball?
It was huge. It was incredibly huge. You'll get lost in it. Like, you need a map. You can't just roam around and think you're going to find your way. But really, one of the most incredible things about the military ship that we did was we had, you know, we have to take off and land on the ship. So it's not a normal takeoff and landing. So when you land, you're actually pulled back by these big ropes. So you land on the ships, and then these ropes jerk you back so you won't fly off into the water because it's not enough room to actually stop like a normal runway. When you take off, you're cannonballed off. You're launched off. So you're hooked up to this machine, and it throws you off of the ship. So that was amazing to me. That was incredible. You actually have to wear helmets. That's how crazy it is.
Are you serious?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
were you frightened, though? Because when you said ropes jerking the plane back, I was like, supposed to the ropes just grab the plane.
We kept
going in the water.
Well, we actually seen that. So they put on a show for us with their aircraft, and they had a whole bunch of jets flying on and off that night that we landed on the ship. And there was a jet that hit the runway, and the bungee cord didn't grab it. So what he did, he immediately went back in the air, right? They immediately go back into the air, and they got to circle again and come around.
Oh, my goodness. So luckily,
yeah.
the plane that you were on, the first try was successful. The
first try was successful. I'm so glad.
Oh, wonderful. Look how God kept you covered. That's a beautiful thing.
Right, always.
And then you,
always.
Yes, and then you got your helmet on, and, you know, it's like, wow, I'm really in another dimension here. I'm sure that's probably what was running through your mind. And I'm about to play for the infamous Globetrotters. Like you said, everything, you probably were like, once again, constantly saying, what have I gotten myself into?
Gotten myself into. Right. Exactly.
I love it. I love it. I love it. What I'm going to do, Tammy,
So I'm going to give you a little break, and we're going to go to a break. And for the show, out of respect to you, and always like to do that for my guests, if there's a song or something that they like, I always play that. And I like it, too. I hadn't heard that in a while, that Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire. Because you are a young woman on fire, and we thank God for you.
Thank you.
So I'm going to give you a little break. I'm going to play the song again, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to continue the interview. How about that?
Okay, perfect. That's cool.
Okay. All right, so we'll be back on the air live in a moment, hopefully.
Okay.
Spirit of Marilyn calling me, audibly, bawling. She said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her, underneath my comforter. And she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her, took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her. Yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her. I ain't trying to be that, haters want to see that. But I got him Aggie, because I win the gold like Gabby.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, running like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling like a catastrophe, but she knows she can fly.
Oh,
Praise God. Welcome back. You are listening and tuning in to Evangelist Yolanda McTeer's radio segment titled Empowering for All. For those of you who are just tuning in, I am interviewing the lovely and famous lady of the Harlem Globetrotters, Miss Tammy Bonner. Having such a great time, I will hate to see her go tonight. But we praise God for allowing her to take some time out of her busy, demanding, committed schedule to call in and be my guest tonight. For those of you who possibly have a question or want to say hello to Tammy, don't be a stranger. Call in 323-580-5749. And thank you and welcome to all my web listeners who are viewing and listening, iTunes podcast, College Underground, Blog Talk Radio, and many other outlets. We thank God for you. I'm going to bring Ms. Bronner back on, and we're going to continue the interview. I'm not going to detain her too long tonight, but there's still many things that I want to go over with her. So without further ado, bringing back on live here at Empowering for All is Tammy Bronner. Tammy, you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Praise God. As we left off going to break, you were sharing your first time and first official game played with the Harlem Globetrotters, which was actually overseas in front of a military fan base on how the plane landed on the military ship, which I thought was just phenomenal. And now having achieved and reached that level in your life, I'm going to go on. You also are very active and support DARE, which is a program for drug abuse resistance education. Would you share with the audience and myself a little bit about the program?
Yeah, of course. For me, growing up in Oakland, California, I've seen so much. I've seen so much drug abuse, drugs being sold, and it's so easy to get wrapped up in it when you're surrounded by it in your culture, and you don't really know any better because that's all you see every single day. So I decided to take a stand and go around speaking to communities, schools, young girls, boys, recreational centers about drug abuse resistance education and let them know you don't have to take that route. I don't care what you see. There's more to life than that. And I went around campaigning for that.
Praise God. Now, actively, if someone wants to become involved or see the next things that are going on with DARE, where would they be able to locate information for DARE?
They can contact me. They can contact me via my Twitter, my email address, any way they want to get in contact with me, and I can link them up and we can talk and make something happen.
All right. So for the audience, go ahead and share your social media information of how they would reach out to do so via Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and so forth.
All right. Well, my Twitter is my first name, Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, underscore Denise, D-E-N-I-S. And the number 12. My Instagram, don't judge me by my name, is Tam Stunna. It's an old name that's kind of follow me.
Okay.
And my email address is the same thing. It's tamstunna@gmail.com.
Praise God. Also in the future, too, I want you to collaborate with myself. I am always supportive for outreaches and reaching out to the young generation of having them do the right thing. In my downtime and your downtime, I'd love for us to get together and sit down and even collaborate in events. I think it would be phenomenal.
I would love that.
Like I said, I think that, yes, the younger generation needs such an outpour because they are challenged and approached,
right,
surrounded many a times, and it's unfortunate. It's nothing they can really do about it. Sometimes everyone's not able to be in certain places or live in certain communities. So being an advocate and having an outreach and speaking to them and being an empowerment, I think, is a wonderful thing. And that's what Empowerment for All stands for. So definitely I look forward to us collaborating on that in the future.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Yes, so we praise God for you starting that, and I wish you much continual success on that as well. Now, Tammy, here comes the big question. And you may or may not share, but I'm going to ask. Now, for the audience, and I know you get this all the time, being a young, beautiful, attractive woman and playing ball and being in the limelight of the public all the time and doing what you do, is there a love interest in your life?
Yes, there is. There is. I have someone very, 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 very special.
Okay.
People follow my Twitter or my social media, they'll end up seeing it. If they haven't seen it on some other website or blog page, so I'll just go ahead and say it. I'm actually dating the lovely Darius McCrary. Wonderful guy. Wonderful guy. Great spirit. Great heart. A man of God and a truly talented. People know him for his acting, but
yes.
He's really an incredible, incredible musician. He's a singer, and he's a much better singer than he is actor. So that says
wonderful.
A lot. He's an incredible actor.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yes, now, if I stand corrected, I remember him from the show, was it Family Matters with Urkel
yep.
years ago?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
Yes, yes, yes. A very nice-looking young man, and by you being a beautiful young woman, that's a combination of beauty and greatness, and I wish you all blessings on the connection and the union. So how long
Thank
have you.
You
all been dating and a couple? I think it's wonderful.
It's been probably about 6 months now that we've
okay.
been together.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
So now I expect a special invitation down the road if there is a wedding. Yes, Evangelist.
Of course. Of course, you will be there. We would love to have your blessings.
Thank you so much. And once again, how do you, and like I said, as an evangelist, I come from the secular world. So that's why a lot of people direct message me and compliment me all the time. But they're like, Yolanda, as an evangelist, you keep it so real. Because I'm being Yolanda, and that makes me feel good. And God honors, my realness. So I'm going to ask you, how did it feel? And I'm sure you probably got a lot of questions or you got a lot of, things that were said, because he was always known many years ago being connected to someone. How did you feel when you all connected in your life? Did you feel, you know what, I don't care about the past, this is the present, and now he's with me?
Right. Well, and initially, that's how I felt. I felt like, I have no control over his past and what happened before me. And really, I wasn't expecting to fall for this guy. But he's really what, I know people see stuff on blogs and internet sites about him, and he's really an incredible, loving guy. And I think it just lends to the fact you can't believe everything you read, everything you see, especially about celebrities. Because
right.
people will say whatever. And the internet is an open gate. I mean, anybody can say anything. And,
it
and
is.
There's no
it
filter
truly
to
is.
It. You know,
yeah.
There's no support behind it. There's no proof behind it. You can just say whatever you want to say. But he is
mm-hmm.
a very, very, very loving guy, and I take him for that and what he's shown me.
Wonderful. Praise God. And that's something, Tammy, that I love that you did, because a lot of times people will allow the negativity or the things that are said via internet and, talked about to be an influence,
mm-hmm.
whether they would go forward
right.
and date someone or not. But I love it that you had the knowledge and wisdom, because get understanding and wisdom means everything in life. You had enough wisdom and understanding to say, I'm not going to be encouraged or let what's being said entertain my association with this man. I'm going to see his spirit. I'm going to see his character. And then I'm going
right.
to make a choice if I want to date him or not. So we praise God for
right.
that. I think that is phenomenal. Great.
Right.
And I will invite you back. And next time, tell him to stop on by and say hello. Don't be a stranger over here. Evangelist is not
only asking. I welcome everybody. I would love to do that. Definitely.
Yeah, I definitely would like to invite you back and have you come back on and chat with me and share some great things. And like I said, I want to collaborate for us to do an outreach. You know, it might be something simple. It doesn't have to be over the top as a dinner or, speaking
right.
to people. I think it's a great thing to do that, because I think a lot of times, and I'm saying this, and by far I'm not racist at all, I think a lot of times the Afro-American community doesn't do enough in
right.
reaching out
right.
To
right.
the and giving back. I think a lot of times we shallow away, or we just don't make the
mm-hmm.
time to do it. Does that make sense?
Right. Right.
And
yeah.
I'm looking
I totally agree.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward for upcoming things to move forward and make it happen. I think being a
definitely.
Face and a voice is so important. It's so important.
Definitely.
Because
it
could be
six hundred thousand
people there. But it might just be that one or 10, 100, or 1,000 that you reached that needed you. And that's
right.
What I think the world is missing. There is someone who is in need and needs
right.
an encouragement and a voice and a face to say, you can do better, you can have better, and you can be better.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
I agree.
I think that is just phenomenal. And like I said, I look forward to us collaborating. Now, Tammy, I'm going to move over. We're going to shy away now from your love life. I'm not going to hold you too long on that. I'm not going to do the Barbara Walters on you. I'm not going to dig anymore. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to shed some insight to the audience on something that you stand on, which are strong beliefs. Your motto and encouragement that you always give to people is that you say everyone's route to success doesn't have to be the conventional route to success. Detours come and often detour people, but don't get detoured. Keep going,
mm-hmm.
and you will reach your destiny in due time. Now,
mm-hmm.
share with us that statement within itself. What would you say to someone who may be coming up in the ranks right now? Because, you know, there's a lot of people aspiring dreams out there right now, wanting to do what you do, play ball, because you know as well as I know, you are in your prime, you are in your season, and as God blesses you to age, you know, things will change in your life. So what would
mm-hmm.
you say to a young woman out there right now who may be experiencing the same journey similar to yours, coming from a rough part of town, not having, you know, a lot of access and connections and wanting to do some things, and still people
mm-hmm.
are telling her, oh, girl, please. So what would you
right.
say as an encouragement from that motto that you stand on that I just read? What would you say to give them even more encouragement on that?
I would just say, you know, you have to keep pushing. You have to be resilient in your efforts. It's so easy to walk away, and it's so easy to even doubt yourself and say, you know what, maybe they're right. Maybe I can't do it. Maybe I'm not good enough. It's so easy to fall into that trap. But, you know, what my mom used to always tell me, she said, when you know what you know, what you know, you can't let nobody else tell you different. So I think you
yeah.
just have to stick by that, and you have to know what you're capable of and believe in what you're capable of. And really, you know, my coach used to always tell me this. She said, you only need one person to say yes to you. You don't need everybody to like you. You don't need every coach, Tammy, to say, you know, I'm going to give you a full scholarship. All you need is one to give you that platform.
Yeah.
And you just have to keep pushing. You have to keep pushing it. And so many people, what I noticed is so many people get wrapped up in watching other people and their route and their journey. And
yes.
it really distracts them from what they're supposed to be doing and discourages them. You know, well, so-and-so
yes.
already did this, and by the time they were this age and this year, they did that. That's not your path. You can't watch that. You know, and
yes.
that's what I talk about when I say, you know, everybody's journey is going to be different. You know, you don't have to take the normal route. You know, if you keep pushing,
mm-hmm.
eventually you'll get to where you're trying to go.
Yes, Tammy, and that is so true. And like you said, a lot of times people will try and even duplicate, if not copy, you know, a replica of someone else's journey of what they did and how they, you know, got to be where
right.
they are and what they're doing even in their current stage. Because I think right now,
right.
and you could let me know if you agree, that there's so much pressure in the world that so many people want to be someone else. I think
right.
it's important
exactly.
that we have to find within ourselves what makes us that great vessel that God put on this earth, because we all
exactly.
are unique. That's why we don't look alike. God made us all in his creation. We all, you know, look different. If he didn't want us mimicking each other, looking at each other, saying, I'm looking at myself every day.
Right.
So,
exactly.
And I think that's so important, because now I see, especially in this day and time, everybody says, I want to be Beyonce. Everybody says, I want to be Jay-Z. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
do you really think within yourself you're going to be a replica of them?
Right. Right.
You might want to, yeah, do you really want to be exactly like them? And people
right.
base their life and everything that they do trying to be a replica. And you really don't know
right.
them, because we're only
fed a spoonful, and some of the stuff that we're fed, social media and blogs, are untruthful things. So we really don't know.
Exactly, which is why we're not supposed to idolize. You know, but that's what it turns into. It turns into idolizing, and we're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
But that leads because we are all unique.
Yes, yes. Now, Tammy, what are your plans? And I know God's going to bless you for long seasons playing with the Harlem Globetrotters, but when you, you know, grow it more advanced, I never like to say old, when you grow more advanced in your age, in your life, and moving forward, what are your plans? What is your next accomplishment, or what else would you like to do?
I have a lot of passions. I did have an offer to go coach. There's a lot of things. There's things in L.A. that's going on. I've entertained the idea of acting. But I really, really love what I do right now at the Harlem Globetrotters. It's a lot of fun. And I really encourage people to come out and watch us play. Come support. This year is amazing. It's our Fans Rule Tour. So fans get to go online before our game, and they get to vote for a rule each quarter. We have the Trick Shot Challenge Rule. We have the make or miss, which is very interesting because if a player makes the shot, we get to bring another player on the floor. And if a player misses the shot, then someone has to go off the floor. And we have the hot hand jersey rule, two basketball rules. It's a lot of fun. I encourage fans, please, come out and enjoy while I'm still playing and enjoying myself. Come out and support. Mm.
Yes, most definitely. Now, for those who have never been to a game or would like to attend a game and see the schedule of the state and, you know, where you all will be touring and having the games, where would they go to, Tim, to acquire that information?
HarlemGlobetrotters.com. You can go to our schedule. You can find out all the dates and times, where we'll be and when we'll be. Or you can even, on my Twitter, I actually usually try to update where I'm at, where we're going next. So either one of those options work.
Wonderful, wonderful. Because I believe I even reached out to you. I think you all, because I'm currently on the road working. I've been out of town working now, coming up on 2 years. I'm actually from Atlanta, Georgia, but I've been working out of town in Texas. And I believe I reached out to you, and you said you wouldn't be at that game. And I said, oh, man, she won't be there. I would love to go
right.
And actually physically shake hands with her and meet her and get some great photos. But, hey.
Right.
We will get those photos. Yes, you know we're going to have to. That is a must. So I'm looking forward to it. I attended a Harlem Globetrotters game so many years ago when I was a young woman. And, audience, I'm going to say this. It is such a phenomenal, phenomenal game and treat for you. So if you all have not had the opportunity along with your children, it is a family-oriented game. Take yourself and the kids out. You really, like Tammy said, will enjoy the game, and they really do love the fans and give you your money's worth. It's a great, great, great game. Now, Tammy, how did you feel? Or let me reiterate that question. When you became the lady of the Harlem Globetrotters, working, you know, with nothing but men, practicing with men all the time, how did you find that they treated you? Because I know a lot of times, you know, when you come in, you're frowned at because you're like, okay, she's a woman. What she think she gonna do? You know, I'm a man. I can ball. Did you find that kind of reception at all?
No, they immediately accepted me. They let me know first day that we were playing against each other in practice. They said, we playing you like you one of us. So. Yeah, and they were serious. One of them knocked me down. I had to get up on my own. They didn't come grab my hand or anything. But they immediately accepted me, and they respected. They see my work ethic, and they respected me and my craft. And honestly, the guys, they are stand up guys. They really, really are. They're like my brothers. They look after me. They make sure I'm okay, and they challenge me to be better. They're very men. You know, as you know, are very, very competitive, and I'm competitive too, but. But guys are competitive on a whole another level. I mean, they compete with who can eat burgers the fastest. It's like, really? Come on. Like, no one cares who can eat the burger the fastest, you know?
Exactly. So being around that, you know, and that's what, did you ever join in on some of those over-the-top things that they do?
I have to. The competitive nature rubs off, so I have to.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that sounds, though, it sounds like it would be different, but it would be exciting, too, though, because men, I find, you know, a lot of times, they're not harmonious. They don't go through the changes like women do, and they can be a little bit more, you know, balanced and relaxed. So
right.
I'm sure when you all
right.
are on the road and playing, it's a great environment for you.
It
so
is.
I am
great
very
environment,
happy.
Much different than being
yes.
with women. And not a bad thing, not that being with women is a bad thing, but it's just a much different atmosphere.
Yes, yes. So I'm so happy for you in that every time you go to work, it's a joy. Your teammates
uh-huh.
are a joy. I shout out to them tonight because a few of them even actually start following me on Twitter and send me a direct message. She'll be great. You know, we're glad you're having
nice.
Them on. Thanks. Yeah, so thank you guys. And as you can tell and hear, you are tuning in iPod or iTunes podcast. You can hear she's doing well. So we're once again so happy to have her on. It has been such a joyous interview speaking with you tonight, Tammy. Once again, I am overjoyed and excited that you accepted my invitation to come on tonight. I know you could have been doing a lot of other things. Getting rest is one of them, because I know on the road having a game can be tiresome. And but you took the time and you accepted the invitation coming on with me here at Empowering for All. And God has truly blessed my show. I've launched in August, and my growth is steady climbing, and I'm so excited. And I thank God for it every day. So don't be a stranger.
Praise the Lord. I
yes,
definitely
tell
will.
Your
I thank
friends.
You for having me on.
Yeah, tell your friends,
I will.
Family members, everybody. Tell them once again.
I will.
I want to invite you back in the future. So I definitely want you to come back on. So if you see me reaching out, don't be surprised.
Right. I'm cool with that. I'm totally cool with that.
Yes, I'm going to reach out and ask you to come back. And like I said, this time around, let's do it as a double jammer. Let's bring the better half on as well. So tell him he's got to sit in queue and answer some questions. But I will not, and tell him I will not make him feel uncomfortable. It's not about the past. It's about the present. We are happy for you all connecting in the union God has made and going forth in great things. Because if he's a singer, I look forward to music. And I, you know what, Tammy? I say that out of love. Because also, too, I find in the arena that you're in, people can be so judgmental. They can be very critical. And you find those who genuinely have love. But it seems to be in this day and time you experience so much more critics in the negative sense than you would the positive sense.
Right.
And people not so knowing someone's character and not knowing what they contain on the the inside. And that's what it's about.
Right.
It's about your character. I mean,
right. You
know, you and I can talk to each other all day. But if we don't have a character and a spirit of righteousness and goodness, all that doesn't matter because everything else will come to the forefront and we'll look fake, and that's not what we're here to do. So, and I can hear that by speaking with you, that you are a genuine person and you love. And once again, I wish you much blessings and success and ask God to keep you covered, protected.
Thank you.
As you travel, anytime you're on an aircraft that is traveling, and his blessings continue to pour out in your life and greatness come to you on a continual basis.
Thank you.
Now, before I let you go, I'm going to state another one of your famous quotes that caught my eye that I also quote as well. I just maybe say a little differently. When one door closes, you praise God in the hallway until another door opens.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
mm-hmm.
yes, it was another one you had, too, that I absolutely loved. You can't rush greatness. I love that.
Yes.
Now,
share
some insight, and I'm going to give my feedback as well, because I have a feeling I know where you were coming from and how that came out of your spirit to even say, you can't rush greatness.
You can't
explain that in your definition.
You know, so often we're always trying to get to our end result so fast, and they don't understand there's a process, and we are a product, and we have to be made. And people try to just get to their end result so fast, and you end up messing things up that way. You force things, and one thing I don't believe in is forcing anything. You have to let things happen. When you force them is when things get messed up, because we're trying to do them on our time rather than God's time. So you can't rush it. Let the process take place, and everything that you want will come to you in due time.
Amen. Yes.
so much truth in that. That is 100% truth. And sharing my insight of, you know, I always say, the meaning is the same, but I word it differently. I always say, if you allow patience to become the center of your world, your desires and dreams will come to you. And that's the key. Goes back to what you said as well as one of your great quotes, you can't rush greatness. Every time people see things, they want it right away. And if they go to God on Monday and he doesn't do it by Friday, they're aggravated, they're discouraged, they're pissed, and they're saying, what happened? But anything, anything, and I know you're going to agree with me, Tammy, and in the process, even the journey that you took walking away from the game of ball and actually getting back in and having to coach first before you start playing again, people don't understand that it's all about time and patience. You can't rush it.
Right.
Nothing comes overnight.
Yep. I couldn't agree more.
People see you in your prime right now, Tammy, in your glory, but they don't understand your story. They don't understand your story,
right.
What you had to go through and the journey and sometimes the obstacles that came in front of you, and you said, you know what, I'm pushing my way. I'm pressing. I'm not saying no. I see this. I'm going to get this. But it didn't come overnight.
Right. Not by any means.
No, and that quote that really stuck out. I said, oh, I love this. We're going to move on to the first quote, which I had read also, too, that stood out that I loved. It's one of your famous quotes. When one door closes, praise God, in the hallway until another door opens. Now, share some insight on that because I say the same thing, but my wording's a little different. And what stuck out to me that I wanted to ask you about, praise God in the hallway. I like that. Explain your definition of that.
Yeah, sometimes things happen to us in life and we view them as bad, you know, oh, I got fired from this job or, oh, my man left me. You know what, that is a blessing because if he's taken it out of your life, it's for a purpose. I believe in purpose. So you ought to praise him for that because he has something bigger waiting on you. But you have to trust in that purpose and sit and be still. You know, and praise him in advance, like Marvin Sapp said, you got to praise him in advance. Even when you don't understand, when something seems, this can't get any worse, if you trust in that purpose, you got to praise him in that hallway until that next door opens, and then you'll have understanding at that moment.
Amen. Yes, and that is just beyond 100% truthful. It's just on point. It's on point, and it's real, because a lot of times, once again, people – you know, they're mad, they're angry, they're frustrated, like you said. And key thing I see a lot of, especially in this day and time, relationships, people become suicidal. Oh, my God, why did this person leave or why didn't this work? But like you said, Tammy, it's so truthful. God can see what you can't see.
Right.
God already saw why it wasn't supposed to work. And because he's sovereign and he loves us, it doesn't mean because he didn't show us, because a lot of times God knows we can't handle it.
Right.
And so he spares us by just eliminating that person and saying, I've got something, my daughter or son, greater for you. And that's how, like what you said, you trust God, you stand on his word, and know that another door will open and even greater will be behind that door for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, and like I said, I see that so much in this day and time, and just reading and people sending messages and asking for prayer, and I constantly always share, especially with women, I say, you're a strong vessel. You know, God made you to bring life into this world. You have something that men will never have.
Right.
You bring life. When God gave us life into this world. So without any given disrespect to yourself, don't be mad because it didn't work out or he didn't turn out to be the right guy. Be glad. Celebrate.
Right.
Be patient. Love yourself. And I have a witness to that. As an evangelist, I am 44 years old, and I praise God for preserving me because nobody believes me. But I'm 44, and I'll be 45 this year. And I've been single now going into 2 years. But I tell people all the time, in the 2 year sovereignness that I've had being single, God has done so much more stripping and molding of me that I didn't even know needed to be done.
Right.
So if I had been in a relationship and connected to someone, I still wouldn't have been ready because there was so much more that needed to be done.
Exactly.
Yeah. So and I praise him for that season. And a lot of my, you know, friends would say, well, how do you do that, Yolanda? I can't be alone. I can't do that. You know, because I had Timmy then, Tammy. I go out to dinner with my head held high. I'm not upset. I go to the movies. I sit with my popcorn, watch the show, because I know this is a season. I'm still trusting God.
Right.
For my mate,
right.
But I know God's going to give me the right mate. There's a difference.
Right, yep. Yep.
Yeah, I'm approached all the time, and people try and reach out, men try and reach out and associate. But see, God has me at that place that I don't associate in my flesh, I associate in the spirit.
Right.
And I get in that place when I meet people, and I say, well, Lord, I might have a little attraction, and I begin to become prayerful. And I say, God, stretch the covers. Because in my sovereignty, I can't get out of the wrong lane and get connected to some more mess.
Right.
Yes, and I just love when you shared it that, you know, you shared that statement of what you said. I just brought it to even for myself because I think as women, we have to be encouraging and inspiring to one another, not degrading, judgmental, and trying to say one is better than the other because we all have things that we deal with. We all have things that are always not happy. So by being inspiring and encouraging means a lot. So I thank you for shedding sight on that quote. It's a great quote. I'm so glad you stand on it.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing what you shared, too. That was moving.
No, thank you. Like I said, sometimes you have to watch me because as an evangelist, I get off in that realm. That's what God has called me to do. I begin to outpour. But what I love about God is coming from the secular world and what God delivered me from and the platform he's given me here at Empowering for All, my mess became my message. That is what keeps me on those days when the devil tries to knock me out. And I wake up and I laugh and I say, you know what, you got jokes. You tried to knock me out, and I pressed, and I'm still here, and I'm not going anywhere.
Right. Amen to that.
And as you can see, God is honoring that, love I have for him, unshakable faith. I won't be shaken, stirred, or twisted, and I love God every day more and more.
Right.
So you have to buy my book. It is available on my website through Barnes & Noble, titled The Tragic Times of a Woman. So I look forward to you giving me some feedback. I don't expect you to read it right away because I know your days are demanding.
No, I'm going to read it.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to reading it.
Yeah, we'll take you through the storms and trials of when I said yes to God and all hell broke loose and the devil tried to shake my faith. And Lord knows I went through pure hell. And I say hell, not in the season. I say H-E-L-L. I went through pure hell. Even close people to me have called me and said, Yolanda, how come you never told me it had got that bad?
Wow.
But God had me in the wilderness with him. I couldn't tell them because I could hear God's voice as clear as day saying to me every day, Tammy, for what I've called you to do, I've got to be the one to mold you, shape you, and strip you, but I'm never going to leave you.
Right. Amen.
Yes. And he did exactly that. But once again, I just want to thank you for coming on with me tonight, sharing, pouring, and being an inspiration and an uplift on the show. Thank God for you. Now, I'm not going to detain any more of your time. I know any time you're, fellowshipping and having joyous time in the Lord, time flies by. So I'm going to let you retire in Grand Rapids, and I have family in Michigan, so I know it's cold.
Freezing.
Yes. Freezing. Michigan is like Chicago. It just don't make no sense why it's so cold.
It doesn't. It's not right. It's not right how this weather's acting out here.
So before we say goodnight, and I'll let you go, because I'm actually going to stay on when you go, I'm going to share with my audience some upcoming guests and some things, how they can follow me and so forth on social media as well. Would you like to say anything else to the audience or share anything with us tonight before you leave, Tammy?
No, I've enjoyed my time on here. I felt the spirit moving. I hope the listeners felt it as well. And please come out to a game. Me and my teammates would love to see you and entertain you.
Praise God. Now, God has led me to do this in this season, and I'm going to ask you, and I've been asking all my previous guests as well, me being a new to the arena of being a radio show host, and I accept constructive criticism because that's what it's about, and that's where growth comes and how you escalate and grow within yourself and become a better person. How would you say I did tonight as a host? What would be your
opinion? I think you did wonderful. I've done many radio interviews over the phone, and I would say you rate among the best. You did well. You did very well.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We give God the glory for that because when he told me, I want you to do a show, of course, you know, I sat up and said, Lord, who, me?
You know, because
right. A lot of times, you know, we in the world, we live on the titles. I'm like, Lord, nobody knows me. Who and how and what? But I knew his voice, and I trusted him, and this was a dream that I had many years ago I never shared. So I thank God for manifesting that dream to life in this season for me. And even allowing great people such as yourself, highly recognized, famous people coming on my show. It's nobody but God. So I thank him for that. And I thank you for sharing the feedback and enjoying being my guest tonight. I love you as my sister in Christ.
I love you as well.
Thank you. So we will be in touch. Of course, you know, we follow each other on Twitter. So we'll definitely stay in touch with each other. And you have a good night, Tammy. God bless you and many more blessings to come to you in your life.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you, Tammy. Good night.
Good night.
Now, audience, I want you to stay on and stay tuned in with me as I just said goodbye to my guest tonight, Tammy Bronner, who is the lady of the Harlem Globetrotters. I'm going to go to a break and play her favorite song, which I have been playing tonight, Alicia Keys, featuring Nicki Minaj, Girl on Fire. And when I come back, I want to share with you some upcoming guest information here at Empowering for All and how you also can stay connected with Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. I'll be back in a moment.
Spirit of Marilyn calling me, audibly, bawling. She said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her, underneath my comforter, and she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her, took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her, yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her, I ain't trying to be that, haters wanna see that, but I got him aggy, cause I win the gold like Gabby.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
my core fans, keep repping me. Do it to the death of me. X in the box, cause ain't nobody checking me.
This girl is on fire.
Praise God. Welcome back. As I'm winding down my show tonight, this is Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You've been tuned in listening to my radio show titled Empowering for All, here broadcasting to you live through the Nikki Rich Show. I am overjoyed and excited and blessed to have finished interviewing tonight the lovely lady of the Harlem Globetrotters, Tammy Denise. If you missed her interview, don't be discouraged or upset. It will be available to you on my website and also at a link I will post on my Twitter when the show ends. Shout out, thanks, and praise to all my continual and new listeners here at Empowering for All. Shout out and praise and thanks to my wonderful producer, Miss Nikki Rich. For those of you who would like to stay in touch with Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, see more and hear more of what I'm doing and upcoming guests here on Empowering for All. On social media, stay connected with me. Follow me at Twitter, at capital Y, capital M, lowercase c, capital T as in Tom, I-E-R. Facebook, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. Instagram, Evangelist Y McTeer. God is good. Continual growth is happening here at Empowering for All. I am pleased to announce Sunday, February 9th, my guest will be Grammy Award-winning member of the Group 112, Michael Keith. Michael Keith not only is a Grammy winner from one of the quartet famous groups, 112. 112 was the first group launched from Sean Puff Daddy Combs' Bad Boy roster. They later went on to sign with Def Jam and did great things in the music world. In this present time in his life, Michael is still singing and performing on the road, but he has branched off to another level of greatness and is outreaching and supporting on a continual basis Lupus. He'll be sharing details of why he became a supporter for Lupus, so I won't give it away, as he is my guest on the show. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. I know many of you love a good-looking man. He will be on and call in and ask you some questions. And for those of you who want to hear more about the outreach and how you can partake and become a part of it, please do so. Empowering for All airs every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central. You can always call in and ask questions if I have a guest. You can always call in if I'm airing solo for prayer. 323-580-5749. Also via on the web, Blog Talk Radio, type in the Nikki Rich Show. iTunes Podcast, College Underground, and TuneIn Radio. The Nikki Rich Show Network has an explosion, bursting of over a half a million listeners. So we are coming to you live, not only in the United States, but globally.
And God has blessed me to be a part of such a great network, and I am happy and looking forward to continuous blessings and success here on the Nikki Rich Show Network. For those of you who are not familiar with me, I'm not familiar with my show. I'm an evangelist, born and raised in Akron, Ohio, the same city and state the famous King LeBron James of the Miami Heat is from. Akron is a very small place, but as you can see, small places produce great things. I am overjoyed and ecstatic and love what God has brought me into my harvest season of blessings for this radio show. God is good. It has been a great night. You all have been listening to Alicia Keys featuring Nicki Minaj, Girl on Fire, when I went to breaks. That was one of Tammy's favorite songs. And also, I forgot one of my favorite songs from a long time ago, but it's very truthful. A Woman on Fire is a force to be reckoned with, and a woman on fire with the Spirit of the Lord is a torch not to be messed with. We praise God once again for her, and we wish her much success in her travels and being the lady of the team, the famous Harlem Globetrotters. Congratulations and shout out to Krista Earle. Her song won for a season to be played as the start of my show song here at Empowering for All, If You Didn't Believe. Krista also is a country pop rock artist from Toronto, Canada. She will be on live with me also as my guest here at Empowering for All, Sunday, February 23rd. Looking forward to having her on as well. If you would like to be a guest on my show, you have an outreach, you're an athlete giving back, doing great things such as gospel singing, find artists, have an empowering music that's moving forward, don't hesitate. Send me your bio. I would love to look it over and invite you on as a guest. Email me, ymctier_empowerment4@yahoo.com. I will repeat, email me, ymctier_empowerment4@yahoo.com. I hate to say goodnight, but the time has come. It is always a joyous time. I thank God for each and every one of you. Shout out to all the great people I constantly come into contact with, showing exceptional customer service to me. Shout out to Melanie, Ryan, Tony, and Krista at the Starbucks that I often frequently come in and get my latte. I have to have my coffee. But you all always give exceptional customer service, and I praise God for you all every day. Thank God for me being able to move forward and do what he's called me to do. On that note, audience and listeners, I love you. Keep God first. Make God your only choice of whom you serve and whom you praise. Give the devil an exit out of your life if you don't know God. Open the door and tell him to get out. Sit back, relax, hear a new knock on your door. Open it, invite God in. Let him become a permanent resident, attachment, and connection for your life. I know many of you could have been doing other things tonight, such as tuning in to the wonderful Grammys that are on right now, but you tuned into Empowering for All. Your support is everything. You keep me on air. I love you for it, and continue to support me as well as I will support you. If you follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, I will follow you back. If you send me music to hear, please be patient. I receive so much music. I will listen to it all. But I do ask that all the music you send me, let it be clean music. I don't entertain or will accept or put on the air, because this is a gospel-based show, any songs containing cursing lyrics, disrespectfulness of women, calling them out of their names, and disrespecting God. I thank you for understanding that. I look forward to hearing from each and every one of you. I look forward to inviting new people on the show and look forward to my great guests that have been on the show coming back with me in the future as repeat guests and moving forward. Bless you. I love you. This is Evangelist Yolanda McTeer saying good night. I'm going to play Girl on Fire, ending the show. Until next week, be blessed. Good night.
Spirit of Marilyn calling me, audibly, bawling. She said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her, underneath my comforter, and she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her, took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her, yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her, I ain't trying to be that, haters wanna see that, but I got him aggy, cause I win the gold like Gabby.
She's just a girl and she's on fire,
fire.
Hotter than a fantasy.
Checking me.